Hi, everyone. Joe Correa here with the Warren Group's May home sales report for Connecticut. Single-family home sales and the median price statewide both increased by a little over 10% in May compared to May 2016, with a total of 3,260 sold. Joining me to discuss this is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Joe.
So our May single-family home sales total beat out last year's by a decent amount and is the highest so far this year by a lot. How much optimism should housing industry folks walk away with based on what we're seeing here?
Well, we saw some very good numbers, and I think we see the strong May sales numbers are really the first indicators of a good spring selling season. Remember that we are reporting on closed sales after the deed is taken to town hall, and it takes up to 60 days to close a home sale. So most likely the most likely scenario is that these were homes that were shopped and looked at and negotiated back in March, the very start of the spring selling season. And it looks like, from these numbers, it looks like buyers were out in force hunting for new homes. Perhaps they were attracted by historically low prices, perhaps by interest rates that remain low. The median sale price of a single-family home has been virtually unchanged for 5 years, and it is way below its peak before the market crashed. Buyers are taking advantage of these prices, hoping and expecting that home values will resume their upward march in the months and years ahead.
Mm-hmm. While the single-family sales are at least near striking distance of their pre-recession peak, condo sales are far from it, barely half of it, actually. Considering the popularity of condos in neighboring states, why might Connecticut be lagging?
Well, I would agree with you. It's true that back in 2004, we saw a lot more condos sold. But that was a boom year for real estate. The market is not now booming. But condos are doing better. Sales in May were up 20%, and for the year-to-date, they're up 12%. And both of those numbers are better than what we see in single-family home sales. Now, your comment about the condos selling well in neighboring states is interesting. It's true. I know that in Massachusetts, condos in the city are doing very well. People are interested in city living. It is suddenly popular, cool, it's hip, with restaurants and walkable neighborhoods. Now, in Connecticut, I think the condos are more concentrated in suburban towns, and it's really an alternative to an apartment and not so much of a fascination with urban living in Connecticut.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for those insights, Tim. If you need any more products and services from the Warren Group, feel free to visit thewarrengroup.com. Thanks, everyone.